This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. The practice of medicine has grown increasingly dependent on numbers, often at the expense of treating the person. The care of people with diabetes is a case in point. Over the past decade, there have been amazing successes, including medicines that can improve both the quality and the quantity of life. However, Rod Hayward, a professor at the University of Michigan, has recently pointed out that we're now in an area where we are aggressively overtreating diabetics, and it's actually hurting patients and driving up the cost of care. For example, there is a large group of people who have type 2 diabetes that is well controlled with medication. Yet doctors, in the belief that there's no harm in just looking, regularly overcheck people's blood sugars, which leads to excessive and constantly changing medical treatment. Many doctors follow a blood test called the hemoglobin A1C. This sort of looks at the amount of sugar attached on a red blood cell. Well, the test doesn't change day to day, so that for most people, monitoring it a couple of times a year is more than enough. Treatment guidelines vary, but most suggest that the hemoglobin A1C number should be maintained in the low sevens. Yet doctors believe that if 7 is good, then 6 must be much better. In fact, data suggests that while high levels, say above 8, can be harmful, so can low levels such as 6. As hemoglobin A1C levels decrease, complications and side effects from drugs increase, and many of the benefits of treatment are lost. Well, Hayward calls this the law of diminishing returns, and he gives an example of taking a piece of paper and ripping it in half. Well, as you start, each half is relatively large, and ripping it in half significantly reduces the paper's size. But as you continue to rip each piece in half, the relative effect is the same. The paper is still reduced by 50%. However, the piece of paper becomes so tiny that each new half has only a very small effect on reducing the overall size of the original paper. Well, the same is true for blood sugar. At some point, the person has obtained all of the benefits of modern medicine, and adding new medicines or testing too often leads to both overtreatment and the creation of a person who is so consumed with their disease and keeping their numbers low that the quality of their life diminishes. Not long ago, we sought only to control blood sugar, and it had some benefit. But now we go after the big three: high blood sugar, high blood pressure, and high lipids. And that has a much greater effect. But overdoing it and pushing numbers lower and lower and lower offers very little benefit. After all, when we're dead, all of our numbers are going to drop to zero. We give doctors all sorts of incentives to test and screen people with diabetes, but excessive testing can be just as serious a problem as under-testing. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.